verses 6 and 7 of chapter 5, first epistle of Peter. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Pride of the heart of man, and we spoke of that humility, that submission to the will of God given to his children by his grace, and we said that the rebellious will come to an end, but only as we are brought into submission before the Lord into that humble place that we receive that blessing, which maketh rich and addeth no sorrow thereto. The Lord Jesus Christ, when here upon the earth, in speaking to his disciples, we read in one place that he set a little child in the midst of them, and he said, unless ye be converted and humble yourself even as this little child, ye shall in no wise enter into the kingdom of heaven. You know, pride shall never enter into that holy place. The good man in the wise man in the Proverbs, he says, these six things doth the Lord hate. And the first one is a proud look. Pride is hateful to our God. Humility is loved by our God. For God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Now this speaks of dependence. Thine old dependence on me fix, and venture to be naught. And God will have all the heart of his own dear people. And you know the end of the work of the Lord in the hearts of his children is to make them dependent upon him. And many of us, you know, have to learn the same lesson time and time again. Many of us are brought into trouble because we are poor scholars. You know what the scholars in the school of Christ shall learn. And that which they shall learn is dependence. He will have his people to be dependent upon him, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. And we read in the psalm, you know, in that Psalm 37, the psalmist, he says, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against thy workers of iniquity. Who, as a child of God, looks round and he sees the wicked. David saw the wicked spreading himself as a green bay tree. Oh, it seems that the children of God are forgotten at times. Oh, shall they need you always be forgotten? before the Lord. It seems as though the wicked go on in their endeavours. Oh, they seek not God, they ask not at the throne of grace the way they shall go. And they go forth in all their blasphemy. I'll work for one of them. Oh, their eyes stand out with happiness, riches, blaspheme the name of the Lord day by day. And they seem to prosper. But you know, David saw the end of them, for they shall soon be cut down. All you young people in the world today, there is much to draw you aside. There is much to make you question religion, question even whether there's a God. Oh, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the work of the iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Oh, trust in the Lord and do good. This is a sweet psalm, this Psalm 37, is it not? Full of good instruction. Oh, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. We find Solomon in the Canticles, who is this that cometh up out of the wilderness, leaning upon her beloved? That's the Church of Christ. It's the Church of Jesus Christ. You know, the world, they have their portion in this life. But a little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked. Oh, this is a good word, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Blessed true, cast, he said, thy care on me. 'Tis enough that I am none. I will all thy burden bear. I will all thy needs supply. Sweet truth, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Oh, the wicked, you know, they have not a God to go to. The wicked in the time of trouble, many of them, they say, well, I have to cry. I have to cry. I've heard them say it. Those that know not God. But you know, they never have access. They never have access to the throne of grace. They never manage to cast their care upon God. And as soon as the trouble goes, they forget God. This is the way of the wicked. But this isn't the way of the Lord's own dear people. And the Lord so deals with them to make them dependent upon him. God will not stand for independence in his people. Or will bring his children to be totally dependent upon him. Oh, they may have to learn many hard lessons in the way, as the Lord teaches them by his blessed Spirit. You know, Peter. Now here Peter, in his independence, he says, though all men deny thee, I will not deny thee. Oh, he says, I will go with thee both to prison and to death. That was an independent Peter. But you know, it was a different Peter that went out and wept bitterly. Oh, that was one of the lessons he had to learn, that he couldn't trust himself. No, not for one moment. Oh, Peter had to realize, with you, dear child of God, that if the slate could be clean at this moment, before you leave the chapel today, you would sin yourself into hell. Oh yes, if you were left to yourself, then the child of God is brought to be dependent, casting all your care upon him. And you know, all of us have cares, all is true, what we read in the Word of God, that man is born to trouble as the sparks fly upward. And if any, there's none like the Lord's dear people for feeling their need. If we look into the, I think it's the prophecy of, I think it's Zephaniah, we find the Lord speaking through the prophet of his own dear people. He says, and in that day thou shalt, that's the gospel day, in that day shalt thou not be ashamed of all thy doings wherein thou hast transgressed against me, for then I will take away out of the midst of thee them that rejoice in thy kind, and thou shalt no more be haughty because of my holy mountain. I will also leave in the midst of thee an afflicted and poor people. Leave in the midst of thee an afflicted and poor people. And they shall trust in the name of the Lord. And the remnant of Israel shall not do iniquity, nor speak lies, neither shall a deceitful tongue be found in their mouth, for they shall feed and lie down, and none shall make them afraid. And so we see the Lord's people are poor and needy. And David knew it. He says, I am poor and needy, he says. I am poor and needy. And do you not feel yourself, dear child of God, to be poor and needy? Or you feel yourself to be without power. You have not that strength to perform those things that you would. There are those cares in providence that come into your path. Or there are those things you have to take to a throne of grace. You have to pray for your children. Oh, that's a care, is it not? Your parents, your children. You have to pray that the Lord will give them grace. You have to pray for providential things. But you know, there is one thing you will have to pray for if you're a child of God, that there will be one care which will be heavy upon you, and that will be your soul. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. It's a wonderful word, that, for he careth for you. You say, what for sinners? What for such a one as I feel myself to be? Oh yes, the Lord cares for this man. My mind goes to the Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ, when he stayed here upon earth. Oh, he says in his teaching, he said, are not two sparrows sold for the Father? Yet one cannot fall to the ground without your Father's leave. But are ye not of more value than many sparrows? Though the very hairs of your head are all numbered. This is our God. Oh, he says, the lilies of the field. See how they grow. They spin not nor toil, yet their heavenly Father clothes them in better clothes than Solomon ever had in all his glory. And you know, the Lord careth for his, casting all your care upon him, for he He careth for you. The care of our God was shown forth for his own living family before the world was, or before they had a being. He cared for them. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now this sets forth the care of our God. David had a wonderful insight into it as he penned Psalm 139, a blessed psalm of David. We find him writing thus, he says, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvellous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect, and in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there were none of them. How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God! How great is the sum! This is the care of God for his people. He knew them, he put their names in the Lamb's Book of Life before the worlds were made. This is the care he has for his own living family. And he put them into the hands of the Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ, into his beloved Son, to come and to save them from their sins, to redeem them from all iniquity. Oh, he says, this people have I called for myself. They shall show forth my praise. Cast then all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Oh, the psalmist in one place, speaking of the Lord God, he has such a desire that this God might be. He said, look, this God is our God, and shall be our guide even unto death. Oh, this is the God whereby the Father loves his own living power. There is portion. There is portion. Does it fill you with wonder that the Lord's people are his portion? For he cares for you, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Has the Lord so taught you that you feel to have nothing in and of yourself? Has he brought you to that place of bankruptcy? Has he brought you in all your great need to fall at his feet? Has he made you to realize that there is nothing you can do in and of yourself to save your soul? Has he made you to feel your dependence upon him? Has he pointed out the way of salvation through the precious blood of Jesus Christ? And so that you have to come before him day by day as a poor, needy suppliant, feeling that you cannot walk one day without the Lord. If you're a child of God, he will brought you there. We will, though you may be young in the way, you are learning. But you know, it's line upon line, it's precept upon precept, it's here a little and there a little, and there's that wheeling away from the world, that bringing into the kingdom of his dear Son. You know, this doesn't take place in experience in a moment. But the experience of a child of God is ever tending to dependence. To dependence. Oh, and you would have to come and bring your soul day by day. Oh, place your soul into the hand of your God. Oh, it will be your prayer, morning by morning. Lord, oh, take this soul of mine into thy gracious kingdom. Keep me, body and soul, listen. Oh, do bless me, I pray, and bring me into that dependence upon thee. Oh, is that your prayer? Is that your prayer? Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Oh, you'll feel to be so sinful, so sinful. You know the truth when the writer says, God, it is a lost condition. Works cannot work thee remission. Nor thy goodness do thee good. Death's within thee. All of it. But the remedies within thee, say it in a Saviour's prayer. Or you'll find the psalmist pleading, wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Oh, is this not your prayer, dear child of God, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you? We find in the, I think it's in the Proverbs, we find the wise man speaking of those things that be little upon the earth, but are exceeding wise. I think we find that in the book of the Proverbs, in chapter 30. There be four things which are little upon the earth, but they are exceeding wise. And these four things, you know, are despised by men. They're little in the sight of men, and so is a child of God. And they're little also in their own eyes, but they are exceeding wise. The counties are but a feeble folk, he says. Yet make they their houses in the rocks. Now there's a great truth, there's a great depth, you know, in the words of Solomon, in these proverbs. All the counties are but a feeble folk. They're but a feeble folk. They know their dependence. This is the wisdom of the county, that they know they're feeble. It's in that knowledge that they are dependent. And you know, this is the wisdom of a child of God, as the Lord by his Spirit teaches them their dependence. Oh, that they cannot move one step without them. Or what did the wisdom cause them to do? They made their houses in the rock. All they did, those counties, and there they were saved. Oh, turn me to the stronghold, ye prisoners of hell. Oh, turn ye to the stronghold. Oh, this is a place of care. The world, as you walk through the pilgrimage, you know, the older you get, you'll find the cares increase. All the cares increase. It's a weary land. It's a weary land. But the Lord has said, a man shall be a hiding place, be a cover from the storm, shall be as the shadow of a great rock in a weary land. Oh, do you have to day by day fly to that rock? Oh, as you bear the heat and the burden of the day, you have to go to a throne of grace and say, Lord, I cannot keep myself for a moment. Oh, here are my burdens, here are my tears. These are the things that do so trouble me. Oh, bear thou my burdens. And the Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ, he said, come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. No free offer there, no free offer of the gospel there that speaks to characters. And the gospel does speak to characters. Oh, come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden. You who are heavy laden with your sins and your own insufficiency. Oh, rock of ages, you say, cleft for me, let me hide myself in them. Oh, let the water and the blood from thy riven side which flowed be of sin the double cure. Oh, you want a double cure? Cleanse me from its guilt and power. Oh, there was a time when maybe your sins worried you. Oh, when you were first brought to mind. But now it's your inability to do anything right. Oh, your felt inability to walk in the ways of the Lord. Your felt leanness. Your heart condition is a great care. And you have to come and say, Lord, quicken me. Oh, quicken me into life. Oh, do quicken me and I will call upon thy name. Do bless me with thy presence. Casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. He cares for you. The Apostle Peter, he says, wherefore, let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing as unto a faithful Creator. Blessed portion is the portion of the Lord's own living power. You know, Balaam came to curse, but he couldn't curse not the Lord's living power. You know, Satan would love to curse the Lord's living power, but he can't. But he careth for you. So as he looked down and he saw them abiding in the distance, oh, how he had to bless him. And my mind goes to that word of Moses as he blessed the Lord's own children before he died. He says, there is none like unto the God of Jeshurun, who rideth upon the heaven in thy health, and in his excellency on the sky. The eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms, and he shall thrust out the enemy from before thee, and shall say, destroy them. Israel then shall dwell in safety alone. The fountain of Jacob shall be upon a land of corn and wine. Also his heavens shall drop down dew. Happy art thou, O Israel. Happy art thou, O Israel, who is like unto thee, O people saved by the Lord, the shield of thy help, and who is the sword of thy excellency, and thine enemies shall be found liars unto thee, and thou shalt tread upon their high places, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. What a mercy, I say, it is to have such a God, one who knows the end from the beginning, one who is omniscient, the omniscient God who sees the end from the beginning. You know, this is a great comfort to the Lord's living family. He knows all things that shall happen. Oh, nothing can come into your pathway without the Lord putting there. And you know, as the Lord has led you the way he is leading you, then he has covenanted to give you that strength. For he says, thy shoes shall be iron and brass, and as thy days, so shall thy strength be. Oh, what a mercy that we have such a God to go to. He who lays upon us the cross also gives us the strength to bear it. This is a blessedness. But he says, I will be inquired of by the house of Israel to do these things for me. Oh, yes, he will be inquired of by the house of Israel, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Oh, you say, if ever my poor soul be saved, then Christ must be the body. And this is the one foundation. This is where the bird is cast. This is the only place of real standing, you know, as we are found cast upon Jesus Christ for time and for eternity. There's no safe place. All the apostle knew it. For he knew the deceitfulness of his own heart. So he says, casting all your care upon him. There's nothing too small to bring to the Lord, and there's nothing too large. He says, thy life's minutest circumstance is subject to my life. Oh, now your life's minutest circumstance. And the writer says, thou art coming to a king, large petitions with thee, for his love and power as such, none can ever ask too much. And this is our God. Oh, this is the God of Israel. Is he your God? Is he your God? Have you found that sweet access at a throne of grace? Do you know what it is to cast all your care upon it? All the cares that come in your path, all those things which cause you trouble, you have to bring them to it. There you have to lay them. There you have to leave them. Oh, blessed, blessed grace. Oh, one says, if God be for us, then who can be against us? Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. We haven't had time to go into the different cares. I can remember them. There's the care of the soul, which lies chief. And there is one great enemy in the path of the Lord's people that causes them much concern, much care. Oh, how shall it be in the swellings of joy. You know, I've often looked at my children as they were born, as they were little babes. I have rejoiced and I trust being thankful for the Lord's mercy in giving me these children. But you know, the one thought has been with me each time, they're going to die. They've got to die. And this, if you're a child of God, will be a concern to you. You know, the wicked, there's no bands in their death. There's no bands in their death. But there is a tune of the death of the child of God. But the psalmist in that psalm we read, I noticed this as I read it in that Psalm 37. He says, mark the perfect man, and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. And that's a blessed word. Mark the perfect man, a weary man, in the word of God you can read woman. Mark the perfect man, and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. And who is the perfect man? And who is the upright? Well, I'll tell you who the perfect man is, and the perfect woman is the one that leans upon Jesus. That's perfection. That's perfection. That one who has no confidence in the flesh. That one who commits all to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that leans upon Him. That one who feels that their own righteousness is as filthy rags. The Apostle Paul was one. His own righteousness was as filthy rags. He couldn't lean there. Oh, that was an arm of flesh. Oh, that was that which would give way. But the perfect man is that one who commits all things to the Lord, commits the keeping of his soul. Commits all things, I say, into his hand, relies upon his righteousness, all that I might be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is as filthy rags, but being clothed in his glorious righteousness. Oh, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Oh, if you're in trouble, dear child of God, if you're feeling that all these things are against you, listen to this, casting all your care upon him, have you taken it to the throne of grace? Have you committed it to him? You know, all these things, all these crosses that lie at thy door are sent thee from the Lord, and they sent thee for thy God. And I'll tell you this, that the hymn writer knew something when he penned those lines, if I can repeat them. The lash is steeped on thee lays, and softened in his blood. Oh yes, if you're a child of God, oh, be not rebellious. Oh, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exhort you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. And you know, in the hour and article of death, cast your care upon him. Cast your care upon him. Mark the perfect man, and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. He says, but the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble, and the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them. Why? Because they trusted him. Because they trusted him. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Oh, you know, the Apostle Paul had to lean hard, did he not? Oh, he had to lean hard. There was that that came into his path, you know, that he besought the Lord three times that he would remove it. But he says, my grace is sufficient for me. My strength is made perfect in weakness. Oh, he could exhort in that. He said, when I am weak, then am I strong. And haven't you got to prove it, child of God? I'm sure you have. I'm sure you have. I am. You know, my times of greatest trouble, my times of greatest weakness, when I've been forced to to the throne of grace, and I've had to tell the Lord all about it. I've had to cast it all upon him. Those have been the times of blessing. Oh, they are precious times, times I can look back upon and say, yes, the Lord was my strength. The Lord that helped me there, he that hath helped me hitherto will help me all my journey through, says the Lord. Oh, that each of us might be brought there as dependent upon him, following the Lord, looking to Jesus Christ and his righteousness, having no confidence in the flesh. This is the place of dependence. But you know, when we think we can do a bit ourselves, then we fall, how we have to prove it day by day. May the Lord so bless us and be with us, and be with you, dear people here, and make you dependent. Who is this that cometh up from the wilderness, leaning upon her beloved? It's the Church of Jesus Christ, despised by the world, but loved of her God. May the Lord add his blessing. Amen.